So you mentioned your wife, and we need to bring your wife in here because she was instrumental in your education world as a profession. Your wife, Christy, how did you meet her?
Well, I actually, I wish you could see my face. I actually broke into a smile when you mentioned Christy. We had a huge WKY teen hop, and I grew up in a sparsely populated part of the country. And WKY would come down and have what they called a teen hop at the Legion Hall every year. It was around Labor Day. And so I just graduated from high school, and kids would come from all around to go to the teen hop. And there would be a huge number of kids. So I'm going about my business, enjoying the evening. And my brother came up to me, and his exact words were, I really remember where we were standing in Legion Hall at Cowell, Kansas. And he said to me, you're not going to be of our luck tonight. And I said, how so? And he said, I just met two twins, and they are really good looking. They're a lot of fun, and we have had a really good time this evening, and they're from Burlington. And then he paused and he said, and they have an older sister who is really good looking. I've already met her. And so he walked over and he said, there she is. And he was right. She was really good looking. She was dancing with somebody. And at the end of the dance, her sisters were there, the twins, and they introduced us. She was actually dating a guy, but we really hit it off. We've been married 49 years. She is a huge, fundamental part of the success that I have had in life. She has really kept me grounded. She ensured, she was a librarian all those years. Started out as an English teacher, but very quickly she got her master's degree in library science and moved into the library. She was an extraordinary educator. She is a fabulous mother. Without her, I would not have had the success that I did. And I mean that so sincerely. She kept me grounded. She ensured that I knew what the world was like from a teacher's viewpoint. She is a phenomenal person, a wonderful Christian lady, and we've been married 49 years. And frankly, I hope that I survive ALS. I'm not trying to be macabre. I'm not trying to be overly emotional. I intend to survive it. And I intend for Christy Castle Ballard and I to have a huge celebration on our 50th wedding anniversary. I can't say enough good about her.
I just point out that WKY was a radio station in Oklahoma City, and then they were came to Kiowa. So you were married in 1971, and then you moved to Stillwater, where Christy finished her English degree at OSU.
Well, I'm chuckling because that was part of the deal. I had just graduated. Vietnam was looming out there. I went ahead and enlisted and went to Kansas City and took my physical and did not pass the physical. I had had some health conditions that I just didn't pass it. But I decided to get it out of the way. I was involved in protests of the Vietnam War, but I also would have gone. And once that was out of the way, we decided to get married. I was the one who really wanted to get married. And she finally said, okay, but I'm going to finish my work at Oklahoma State. So I went to Oklahoma State. We moved to Stillwater. We got married. We got married in August 6th. And I've already said that we will celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary this year.